Let me bring you back to Miami. Was that a good experience? You were so young. I think you would have been 17. Did you blend well?
No, of course not. No one should go to college the month after they turn 17. And I was 1,000 miles from home, and I was on a scholarship. And no, it was not smart and not a smart thing to do. I should have gone to UND or, you know, NBSU and been closer to home. But being young and thinking I knew more than I did and was smarter than I was, I went there. And no, I wouldn't recommend kids go away to school. It was a great school. Again, I had great instruction, but I really wasn't prepared to do that by any means. And the Vietnam War was on. We had protests, Dow Chemical. So there's a lot of conflict going on at the time in our nation.
And, yes.
It wasn't a good time. We had protests. We had Woodstock. Just a lot of diversions. I did not do well. And so when I left there, I did not leave with a degree. I left and ended up getting married and having kids.
Did you participate in the protests of the Vietnam War, even though your dad was in the Vietnam War?
I did attend a protest, but it wasn't against the Vietnam War as much as it was against Dow Chemical. I think we had a campus because I believe it had something that I was opposed to napalm, using napalm. And I had long hair and I ironed it and wore bell bottoms and was really more engaged in the war situation because, of course, my family was military. The man I was to marry was in the military wearing a uniform. And the country really wasn't for Vietnam. I mean, we were experiencing Kent State at that time. It's a very, very tumultuous time and divided families, much like our recent history here. Right. Families were divided. You know, people were either pro-war or anti-war. And I definitely wasn't Jane Fonda or anything like that, but I had real reservations about what was happening. And such a division of the young men who went, right. I had friends and relatives die there. And then I had others who barely knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. And on the issue of protests, where were you then for the Kent State shootings, which was May 4th, 1970? And for the record, there was the killings of 4, wounding of 9 other unarmed Kent State University students. And it took place during this peace rally opposing the involvement of Vietnam War.
It was horrible. At that time, I actually know exactly where I was because we were living in Shreveport, Louisiana at that time, stationed at Barksdale Air Force Base, and I was about to give birth to my second child. So I was very much Walter Cronkite, Time Magazine, and still trying to figure out, living on a base where many of us had husbands deployed, how all this was coming down, because I could see both sides of it. And it was a very sad time.